Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once Mason's cleared and healthy, is he the starting quarterback?
Yes, if that makes you guys feel good. That guy is our quarterback when he clears the protocol, and it's as simple as that. Appreciate the efforts of Duck and so forth, but as soon as he's ready to go, he's ready to go.
And welcome to a road edition of the PM Team. Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's like the Steelers in L.A. for us when we come out to these Permanis, our home away from home. Today's Permanis is the Washington Road, Mount Lebo, right across from the Galleria. Chris, you said the inside of this one looks like a cabin, a rustic retreat.
Feel like I could, yeah, I mean, Mount Lebanon.
For sports fans.
And other than this Landshark surfboard with a bite out of it, I feel like I could be in Saskatchewan. It's very rustic, very homey. There's a fireplace behind us that's extremely impressive.
We've got great shirts to give away. It has the Permanis logo and the fan logo on it. We'll be here until 6. They're long sleeve shirts, great for fall weather. And if you just stop by and say hello, we'll enter you in a sweepstakes to win a trip to Florida.
Free. That's pretty good, I would say.
On Permanis.
It's a good day's work.
Down to Fort Lauderdale, because there's a Permanis everywhere, and evidently there's a pretty cool one in Fort Lauderdale.
Weather, I would presume, a little bit nicer than the weather surrounding
You mentioned
us
Saskatchewan.
Here.
You think the message got all the way up there from Tomlin?
Duck, Hodges you are not, with his dad. You are not the starter.
Oh, hi there. Oh, sorry. We're on the air right
now.
Oh,
yeah. No, we're just talking about duck, yes. We're talking about duck hunting.
Do you think that the message got up to him in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I think so. He probably has iMessage or something like that, and you can send it over international borders. I don't like the message. How about Tomlin in there saying, if that makes you guys happy? It doesn't make me happy.
There was
happy.
A condescending tone.
It doesn't make me happy. Maybe I would like to believe that Mike Tomlin was specifically addressing the two of us, and he was trying to be sarcastic, and he was trying to raise my ire and get my dander up, because I'm not happy about this. Duck and Mason Rudolph, in the time we saw Mason Rudolph, which is about 3 total games, and then 1.5 games or so for Duck, appeared to be more or less the same quarterback. I think Duck looked a little bit better. I think the team responded to him more. I think he's more mobile. I think he throws just as good a ball, probably a better ball, intermediate length and you know, down. And Mason Rudolph's only kind of attribute that I really think he has going for him in this battle is that they picked him in the 3rd round and said something as ridiculous as we had a first round grade on him.
He's connected that is why on he's more deep start. Balls too. Rudolph.
Okay, he's hit 2 of them. 2 big ones to Deontay Johnson. Like, I'll give him credit for that. If Duck is presented though with probably either of those, I think he makes those throws. That's it though. That's the difference. They have run the same hyper conservative offense when either guy is in there. The win that they got with Duck, to me, is inarguably more impressive than the win they got with Mason Rudolph. Yes, it was a de facto home game because of the crowd, but I think the Chargers are pretty clearly better than the Cincinnati Bengals, who might be one of the 2 or 3 worst teams in football.
Yeah, I think Tomlin, number one, doesn't want any kind of distraction. He doesn't want lingering controversy into the bye week. Maybe he feels like we've done a good enough job on social media of getting the message out that Hodges deserves a stronger look, and he wants to nip it in the bud now. Peace of mind for his players and everybody else as they go into their vacation, that Rudolph is going to be the quarterback. My question is, if there's no competition or battle here, and we've got a clear depth chart now, there's no gray area, there's nothing ambiguous about it, it's Rudolph is the clear number one, and Hodges is number two. My next question is, what kind of leash does Mason Rudolph have? What kind of run does he get here from here on out moving forward? Because you know now in the player that backs him up, the quarterback that backs him up, he can at least manage a game if he gets great defensive play and they can establish a run game. Hodges can win in that kind of environment. The team obviously rallies to him. They respond to Hodges. So you know you can win with Devlin Hodges.
I think the relationship between how long of a leash Mason Rudolph has, everything about Hodges, what you just said being true, and this being the Duck Hodges fan club convention between the two of us, it is directly proportional, the leash he has, to the amount of time before the next game that Mike Tomlin announced him as the starter. Long time before that next game, right? Long leash for Mason Rudolph. If Mike Tomlin had hemmed and hawed about this into next week, I think you get the set. You can reasonably infer
that he's waffling.
That he was waffling. That he on film felt that he saw something that made it worth his while to kind of suss the whole thing out at first.
Yep.
The fact that he's doing this very emphatically, somewhat condescendingly, and very early in the process means to me that Mason Rudolph's going to have to play a truly, and I mean historically, atrocious game to get yanked.
They've got a three-game homestand that I think they can, if they're going to make the playoffs, they can do no worse than 2-1. I think they've got to find a win either with the Colts and Rams in back-to-back weeks, and more on the Rams with the big trade they made later in the show. I think the Steelers got to find a way to steal with a backup quarterback with Mason Rudolph one of those two games. If they lose the Colts game and they get pounded in that game and Rudolph looks bad, like he hasn't done this yet to his credit, but let's say he turns the ball over like four times, they lose. Mm-hmm. In a second, I would go to Hodges against LA.
Wait a minute. So he hasn't turned the ball over four times in a game, but aren't they designing an offense
that prevents that
to their detriment to some degree that takes so few chances that to turn the ball over four times, you'd have to almost be like a high school quarterback running it. I don't even know if I would apply your standard there as the only one.
Or how about they just have an offense that's stuck in
the
mud
and
can't
move
the ball?
What if they look like the Jets with Luke Falk minus the turnovers, like 100 yards of offense?
Yeah.
Put Hodges
in. Or the Dolphins with Josh Rosen.
The Dolphins with anybody at this point. I know they're not going to do this. I feel pretty strongly, even though I wrote a column today saying, why don't you stick with Duck that didn't exactly age like fine wine in light of this. They're going to have it be Mason Rudolph as the man, because I think internally they view this as, okay, our real, actual, highly compensated franchise quarterback went down.
Yeah.
The man we drafted to replace him in that capacity is now the quarterback, and in their minds, the idea of taking Mason Rudolph and letting him cool his heels on the bench because Devlin Hodges had a good game is ridiculous in their minds, because they're saying this is franchise quarterback 2.0 here.
Well, he's not. Mason Rudolph's not going to be
not.
A franchise quarterback.
I know he's not.
We'll talk more about that as the show goes on as well. John Clayton's going to join us at 3 for some insight. Look, I'm a Duck defender because he's checked every box. He's overcome every obstacle. He's jumped over every hurdle. He's overcome all kinds of odds to even get himself in this situation. So I wouldn't want to close the door on him just yet. If I'm running the Steelers, because the way Mike Tomlin made it sound today, and we're going to have Josh Rountree on, our Steelers reporter for 93.7thefan.com in about 10 minutes, and he can elaborate on this. The way Tomlin made it sound, it was as if like Dennis Dixon had gone in for Ben Roethlisberger, won a game, and Tomlin's like, guys, Ben's the starting quarterback.
That's Dennis Dixon over there.
Right.
Come on.
And that is how I thought it was very condescending. That's how Tomlin came off today.
He came off like a guy hearing the rabble chanting Duck, and he was going to make it very clear that you are just rabble. You don't know what you're watching.
And as somebody that wants Duck to get a fair shot and has defended him, what I am asking for here from at least our listeners, because we're not going to get this from the Steelers, obviously, is will you at least admit that it's close between the two quarterbacks? Is there really a gulf between what Mason Rudolph can do and what Hodges can do?
No. In terms of actual performance, there's not one. I'll save you the trouble here. There isn't. One guy throws a better deep ball. The other guy, I would argue, does everything else as well or better. In their minds, the gulf is a perception gulf. We drafted one guy out of a Big 12 school, out of a Power 5 school. We saw him come to this field as a collegiate player and put up huge numbers.
Because I don't think
the other guy was at Samford.
Because based on the way the offense was designed for Rudolph and the way it was designed for Hodges, in terms of that application, I don't think you could reasonably make the argument that Rudolph is much better.
They designed it like it was. They designed offensive game plans like there was no real change other than the name of the player and his physical stature when Rudolph went down and Hodges came in. They ran. That's what I said this to you last week. It will be very telling what they think of Duck if they come out and run something that's more aggressive down the field. That would be a signal that maybe they think this guy can actually get it done. They ran the same offense they did with Rudolph.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Randy Fichtner weighed in. Did he go to bat for Hodges? Did he double down on Rudolph like his head coach? You'll find out next. Live report from Steelers practice. We're live from Permane's in Mount Lebo. It's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.